Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is The Rose right here for you on Colombo Chronicles Live.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up, because there's stress all over the world. There's stress in the USA. There's stress at the White House, stress in the Congress, stress in the Senate, stress to the American people, and even to the kids, as we are witnessing today, from stressed out kids who nobody recognizes or reports, even if there are red flags. As we know, we give our sympathy to Daytona and to El Paso due to the recent shooters of apparently stressed out kids, young people. And most of these lone shooters are young males. And that should send a red flag up, too, as to why we have so many unhappy, stressed out, young, healthy males or females in the USA. Perhaps we're overwhelming them with too much negative information. Perhaps we're putting adult problems on the youth at a very young age today. Perhaps we are overwhelming them and it is causing them stress because of divorce. 40 to 70% of all families end up in a divorce situation. Some of those situations, and many of those situations actually, are due to either prescription addictive opioids or illicit drugs trafficked into the USA, into the inner cities, and then recruiting young, healthy males to use and abuse and sell as drug couriers for the drug lords. So that is a negative, and it's due to open borders. And no one seems to care that these drug traffickers are coming into the USA and trafficking guns as well as drugs. So now they're not only trafficking guns and drugs, they're also trafficking humans, children, babies, and young females, and they rent them, they sell them, they use them as sex slaves, and they traffic them in and out of America, actually. So we don't know who these unidentified healthy foreigners who are healthy males coming into our country intend to do when they're inside the country, or what their intent is, and if they're involved in gangs or cartels or jihadists or terrorism. We have no idea because we have an open border policy with no identification, no inspections, because all they have to do is walk in with a baby or a child or a female and say that's their wife or their kid. I mean, it's insane today. So, of course, there's a lot of stress because we're a lawless country and a borderless country right now. And once that happens, you become a lawless country, no doubt about it. So you can expect more stress. So fortunately today for Colombo Chronicles and the audience. We have a spectacular guest. Dr. Tapzania Thomas is a pioneer in lymphology. You may never have heard of lymphology. I'm somewhat familiar with lymphology because I was in the beauty industry and a licensed esthetician for 25 years. So I am familiar with it. And she's the creator of the BELD. That's a B like boy, E like Edward, L like Larry, D like David. BELD system of lymphatic detox and drainage. The BELD system is an innovation in lymphology and a new paradigm in healthcare. So she's going to explain that to us when she joins us in the world of authors and experts. And every American needs to hear this, because stress is a killer. It causes heart attacks. It causes strokes. It can cause depression, low self-esteem, and aggressiveness. So we need to control our stress, which also can cause out-of-control anger. So we aren't really concentrating on stress. We aren't really concentrating on how stress affects our bodies in a very negative way. And so this is your opportunity to learn on how to control your stress levels and help your family control their stress levels, your colleagues, your neighbors, and your friends, if you just spread the word, right? So knowledge is power, and that's what we're going to help you do today. We're going to help empower you, enlighten you, and educate you on lymphology. And she's the author of The Fountain of Youth is Within Us, Secrets of the Lymphatic System. I'm really excited about this because everyone has stress, and there is so many issues going on in the world today that affect the human body, the mind, and the soul. And so we need to save ourselves before we can save other people, and that comes through knowledge. So while we are waiting for our very special guest to enter into the world of authors and experts, why don't we check out what's happening around the world and in the good old USA? So many things are happening that affect our lives, and we need to figure out which are the priorities and which we can set aside and what we want to deal with. For example, an officer who handcuffed a crying 7-year-old was reasonable, can't be sued, federal court rules. Handcuffing a crying second grader, the poster writes, and leaving him in handcuffs in the principal's office was a reasonable course of action that didn't violate his constitutional rights, a federal court ruled last week. I find that ridiculous. But it says, handcuffing a seventh grader and leaving him in cuffs in the principal's office was a reasonable course of action that did not violate constitutional rights. And that was by a federal judge. So without any dissenters, the 8th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals reversed the trial court's denial of qualified immunity to the Kansas City public school officials who were involved, ensuring that they cannot be sued in federal court. The case began in April 2014 and centers around Caleb Wiley Prim, who was 7 years old and attending George Melker Elementary School in Kansas City in Missouri. On the day he was handcuffed, Caleb, 7 years old, who's black and has a hearing impairment in one ear, was being teased and bullied in a class. So that causes stress as well. So children are stressed out who are bullied and teased in school. No doubt about it. Most of us have experienced it. After his classmates antagonized him to the point of frustration, Caleb stood up and started crying and yelling. He probably just had enough. I was bullied by a girl when I was in high school. I was in the 10th grade. And we'd play hockey, and she'd hit me with a hockey stick. I didn't know the girl. I never talked to her, but for some reason, she didn't like me. And I'm Italian, and she was a black girl, and I've never even spoken to the girl. And just one day, while the teacher was lining us up, and we were standing there ready to listen to the coach, she hit me again with a stupid hockey stick. And I don't know, I lost it, I blacked out, and I'm telling you, I don't know what I said to her at this point, or even afterwards. But when I came back to reality, everyone was stopped in their tracks, because I'm a very quiet, soft-spoken teenager and very shy. And I don't know what I said to her, but I can tell you I had enough of the bullying and hitting me with the hockey stick. And so whatever I said, when I came to reality, everyone was totally frozen in their tracks, silent, even the girl that was bullying me. And the teacher suddenly just ignored it and just went on with her talk. And nothing ever came of it or happened. But there's only so much bullying you can take before you're going to snap. And being hit with a hockey stick hurts, and it bruises. And so I never got hit again, and she never came near me again. So that just goes to show you that your stress levels can only take so much. And it does affect you mentally. So in this case, a staff member told the school's resource officer, Brandon Craddock, to enter the classroom and deal with an out-of-control student, the 7-year-old, little black boy. Officer Craddock asked Caleb to join him outside in the hallway. At first, he refused, but when asked a second time, Caleb complied. Craddock then tried to escort him to the principal's office, but Caleb tried to get away because he didn't want to go with the officer and wanted to stand up for himself, he later recounted. After Craddock told Caleb several times to stop walking away, he grabbed the boy's wrist. But that only made Caleb struggle even more to get away from him. The officer then handcuffed Caleb and marched him down to the front office, where he sat for roughly 15 minutes, still in handcuffs. Once his dad arrived, Officer Craddock uncuffed Caleb, whose wrists were now tender and red. According to his family, Caleb was so traumatized by the experience that he had to be homeschooled for the next 2 years before he could return to public schools. In 2016, the ACLU of Missouri filed a civil rights lawsuit in federal court, arguing that the officer, the principal, and the school system had violated Caleb's right to be free from unreasonable seizure and excessive force under the 4th and 14th Amendments. I would think that an officer could just pick up a little 7-year-old kid and carry him to the officer, the principal. This new system of handcuffing little children who are being bullied, and maybe even fear a police officer, appears to be a little bit excessive in my estimation, but then I wasn't there. I wasn't a witness, so you can make up your own mind, and you can read this on www.forbes.com. So there you have it, talking about stress levels starting at a very young age. Then it, of course, trickles on down to the parents and the family members and then the friends who hear about it and then the whole nation, because it gets published in the newspapers. So this is how stress affects the entire nation, and that's just one tiny little example. So on that note, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts with our very special guest, and we will be back right after this important message, so stay with us.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Listening is an art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Colombo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Colombo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to ColomboChronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Colombo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, ColomboChronicles.com.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right, everyone. Listen up, because now we are going to enter into the world of authors and experts. Right here for you, every Wednesday, we have a very special guest and an author and an expert in their field on their topic of human interest in America and around the world. Because as we know, what happens in America affects the rest of the world. Our very special guest is Dr. Topzana. Thomas is her last name. Dr. Topzana, isn't that a beautiful name? Well, Dr. Topzana Thomas is a pioneer in lymphology and creator of the BELD system. That's B like boy, E like Edward, L like Larry, D like David. A creator of the BELD system of lymphatic detox and drainage. The BELD system is an innovation in lymphology and a new paradigm in healthcare. And Dr. Thomas is a terminal lymphatic cancer survivor with 3 weeks to live over 38 years ago. She's going to tell us a little bit about that near-death experience, and she's going to share her wonderful book with us today. And in fact, her book is an award winner, and she will receive a 2019 award for the best health book of the year at the Book Publishers of Southern California. And IRWIN stands for Industry Recognition of Writers in the News, and this will be the 25th annual IRWIN Awards celebration. And so you won't want to miss that. And the name of her book is The Fountain of Youth is Within Us, Secrets of the Lymphatic System, Your Built-in Superhero Lymphette to the Rescue. So let's say hello, and we're going to call Dr. Thomas Dr. T. So let's just get started, and let's say hello to Dr. T and welcome her to Colombo Chronicles. Hi, Dr. T. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me, and thank you to your audience.
Oh, we're very happy to have you here today, because I was talking about stress earlier, and stress affects babies, children, families. It affects the entire world. Every human being is not going to escape stress. And so this is a really important topic, I believe, in today's world, with so many issues that people are facing. So, Dr. T, would you tell us a little bit about your history and why you wrote this book?
Okay. I wrote this book because over 37 years ago now, since my son was born at the end of my getting well, I had terminal lymphatic cancer with 3 weeks to live, and that was after chemo and everything. And I just didn't, you know, I went, and the stories and the whole stories in the book, and since we have so much to cover, I'm just going to touch on some things. At that time, not much was known about anything in related to cancer and all of that. And when I got a diagnosis, it wasn't for cancer. They said, the doctors said to me, they didn't know what the issue was. However, I should go to this special clinic, which was in New York. I was living in New York at the time. And I went to this clinic once a month. Now, when I went, I was sick. After 6 months, I was dying, because especially then the chemotherapy was designed, it was an experimental place, and I didn't know it. And so the day that I found out it was an experimental place, they left the pamphlet on the medicine, which, you know, they never do. And, of course, I read it. And it said, if your patient is having any of these symptoms, discontinue use or permanent damage will result. It didn't say may or can. It said will. And so I said to the nurse, well, why is the doctor giving me this? It says permanent damage will result, and I have every one of these symptoms. And a few days before I had my appointment for that week, I had five places open up in my neck, which were actually lymph drainage points. I didn't know that then, but I know that now. And they were leaking toxins and poisons, because the lymph system is designed to keep us alive under all circumstances. And if it can't release toxins and poisons from within, it will make openings and pour them outside of the body. That's how incredible we are. And
wow.
So that was happening, and I had already seen the doctor, and so she said to me, well, honey, well, this is what we give all of our cancer patients. And I said, well, nobody told me I had cancer. I said, I didn't know. Nobody told me this. I mean, you know, I'm in my early 20s, and so to hear this was just unconscionable. I couldn't. It really made me upset. And I said, well, nobody told me this. And so she said, well, everybody here has cancer. And so then she looked at me, and because she realized, well, I really didn't know, maybe she shouldn't have said anything. And so I burst back into the doctor's office, and I just said, how dare you play with my life? You didn't tell me anything. And I said, well, If I'm going to die, I will die, but I am certainly not going to let you people kill me. And he said, well, it doesn't matter anyway. You only have 3 weeks to live. Because I know it was really, really harsh and cruel. And, you know, it was just an experience that I wouldn't want anybody to go through. And at that point, my body from my neck down was black as a piece of coal, because at that time, that's what the chemo did. I had lost all my hair. It was really interesting. And now I had all these toxins and poisons running down my neck. Well, I didn't know what to do, so I went home, and I thought, well, I guess that's it. Well, I didn't know what to do, so I just said, okay, this is it. So I'm just going to spend my time in meditation, because I had learned to do this form of meditation, and it was supposed to be for self-realization. And so I said, well, if I'm going in the face of the Creator within me, and that's it. And so I sat 3 days, and then guidance from within me said, what you are, because I was really angry about the way the world was, the way women were treated. I had traveled a lot. Everywhere I had gone, it was the same. No matter, didn't matter about color. It didn't matter about race. It didn't matter. None of that mattered. Women were treated terribly, and I was upset about that. And so the voice, my guidance within me said, look, what you're experiencing is man's inhumanity to man. This has nothing to do with God. Remember, this is a free will zone. People have choice here. I mean, that's what I heard. That's verbatim. And I thought to myself, what? You mean people are choosing to be this way? Well, it's fine with me. I don't want to be in a world like this. And so I got very calm about leaving, and that was that. Of course, I continued to meditate. And 3 days after that, I was given a vision of this time. Then I wanted to live with all my might, and I didn't know what to do. So I just said, made a declaration, I want to live. I do not want to miss this time. This is the time to be here. So if I give up my body, well, I won't be here. I cannot miss this time. And so I just sat in meditation, 20, sometimes 23 hours a day, because I couldn't go anywhere. I wasn't hungry. I wasn't eating. And that was a wonderful state to be in. Well, after 3 months of meditating that way, I was able to be up all day and have some energy. And then came into my life were people who taught me how to clean my body and, you know, just a plethora of information and gnosis or knowledge, so that I could recover. And again, the whole story is in the book, and it's in much more detail, so that's joke about that. But I'm here, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be able to share what I'm sharing, because no one will have to go through what I went through. We are actually at a time where body death by disease is obsolete. And
so what was the point, though, where you decided that lymphatic drainage was going to help you?
Well, once I got well, when I was getting well, I was actually witnessing the healing process, and it was energy and colors and movement, and I didn't know what I was looking at because I didn't know anything. I was ignorant as everybody. Nothing. I believe doctors were God, so that this and did what they said. Once I got well enough to start finding out about things, someone said to me, "Sounds like what you're expressing sounds like the lymph system, and there's this one place where you can find out about it." Well, at that time, Dr. West had the only school to teach about the lymphatics. And it's called the International Academy of Lymphology, in which I contacted him and took classes, and we ended up becoming really good friends. And but that information was exactly what I was experiencing, because the lymphatic system is the base of the immune system. So it should say, that's why I have in my book the lymphatic/immune system. It's electromagnetic. It's an energy body. And so finding this out, I started to search. Well, I asked, okay, I need to find something that would be a contribution to humanity, something that I could teach, something that I would love doing, and something that I could create independent wealth for myself and others. And it came expressed exactly that way. 2 weeks after that declaration, I went with my friend to a place in Ojai. There was a lady there who had come over from France with this technology it was an energy technology, and what it could do was the same thing plastic surgeons could do, but without cutting anyone. And She was working on cellulite amnesics and things like that. Well, I was interested in that. And so I said to her, well, I think I'm interested in this. And so she said, fine. So she introduced me to the people in the country. And I was the second person in the United States to receive the technology and be trained to do this work because of my understanding of, at that time, cellular regeneration. And I studied all that by then. And the more I got into this technology, which was an alternating current type technology, and then I studied about Tesla and his work, and which was substantial in this area. So I got more interested in the medical use of it, or how it could be used to heal the body, because I was looking at some of the results that were happening automatically as people were being administered to cosmetically. And so I started to experiment more in that area. And then finally, the company, it was called the Andre Lapassée system. Lapassée, they had a fire in Paris, and so they closed down. They weren't doing well in the United States anyway, because what they realized was that there was going to have to be a whole educational campaign to even have people understand what they were doing, which they didn't have the funds to do that. So they just stopped everything, and they were in Cosmopolitan, all the top Vogue, all the top magazines expressing, you know, the work that they were bringing to America. But Americans are so used to being cut on and the programming for how cosmetic procedures are done here are so it didn't work. So I just kept on with that technology, and then I got into cold laser technology because I found it was a little more effective in terms of the medical issues. Now, in terms of focusing on the lymphatic system, the reason why I did that is because every disease, every state of deterioration is caused by blockages in the lymphatic system, because the lymphatic system is the oxygen delivery system to every cell in the body. Everything is cells, whether they're organs, tissues, systems, they're all cells. They all require oxygen. So anything that will prevent that will cause aches, pain, suffering, disease, and finally death if you don't do something about it. Well, using the protocol.
So, excuse me, but do you think that the lymphatic system then is it's important to circulation within the body? Like getting a massage or aromatherapy, body treatments, those types of things?
Absolutely, because the lymphatic system requires movement, and muscle movement moves it, just breathing movement, and it goes against gravity. So that's why if there are blockages anywhere below the neck, it could be difficult to come out. So all those things really assist with moving the lymph and moving the oxygen through to the cells that are having the issue. So,
like if somebody is suffering from stress, because we know that stress can cause heart attacks and strokes and depression and low self-esteem and aggressiveness and all sorts of things, depending on the person, the individual. So what are there specific lymphatic treatments they can get to release those toxins?
Absolutely. The very first treatment that a person receives, the stress is automatic relief before anything else. It is super relaxing and de-stressing, because the fact is, if people understood that every time you get upset, no matter how minute that upset, no matter how small, it creates a block somewhere in your system. And so that's why the stress is to be released is so important. And in fact, I have set up a program. It's called Super Stress Relief that will be coming out in January, where people will be able to go. They're like 12-minute treatments, more relaxing than any five-hour massage, and they're cumulative. So every time you get one, you're removing toxins and poisons that will not be there the next time you get one. So your stress level starts, first of all, the first one you feel extremely relaxed. After that, you just get more and more and more relaxed, which allows the person to make better decisions about everything. So that is and will be available.
Yes,
because can I help you?
Is this somebody asking a question?
I don't. Let's see. I think somebody accidentally got on the line here.
Yes. Stress is the very
sorry
first
about
thing
that.
That's okay. Stress is the first thing that has to be addressed, and that's what we address first. And
you know,
so,
back in the 90s, because I was an esthetician for 25 years, and I had a spa. And back in the 90s, I can tell you that you're absolutely correct that even facials were like something the middle class people didn't think they could afford. They thought it was just for the rich, or aromatherapy body treatments or massage or any of that. It was like the Beverly Hills people, you know, were the only ones, the movie stars. And so it was, it would have been a total difficult situation for that company from France to try and push that immediately on Americans, because they weren't even used to getting facials back then or using specific treatments for their bodies to stay healthy, and didn't really believe, even doctors, because I spoke with doctors, didn't really believe about toxins, removing toxins from the body. That was very interesting to me, in fact.
Well, then you absolutely know, and you're right. It's, you know, it's interesting that in the mid-50s, the medical schools were all now sponsored by the pharmaceutical companies, and they stopped teaching about the lymphatic system in total. So all it says is that it's just part of the eliminatory system, and that's all they say. Dr. Charles Guyton, whose medical books were used until 1986, stated that every disease known to man is caused by blockages in the lymphatic system in 1961. And they stopped using his books in the mid-80s. So a lot of the doctors today in Western medicine, in other cultures, they know, and they do address it, are not aware of the lymphatic system. And it's sad, because they could really help a lot more people.
Well, you're actually a walking miracle and representative of how important it is, the lymphatic system. And you have firsthand experience, as well as all of your research and your studies, to back it up. So I think that's fabulous that you're bringing this to the attention of the American people, because everybody's popping pills now, you know, to relieve their stress, too. And some of those pills kill you.
they
totally relieve your stress forever.
They relieve you from your body as well.
And some cause more stress, you know. I mean, it's like you've got to be really careful today. So I'm totally into this natural healing of the body. And so on the new program that you have, will it just be available in a certain area?
No, we will be making it available everywhere, starting in the major cities first, but we will be filtering out to, I think that every town in America should have a super stress relief center. And it's my mission.
I do too. I agree with that.
And so if there are others out there who agree with me, they can email me at memphislife@gmail.com, and I already have the plans and everything for it. This has been a work in progress for a long time.
What do you mean by the BELD system, the B-E-L-D system?
BELD stands for Biophotonic Energy Lymphatic Detox and Drainage. I created a LED technology calibrated the lymph system has many different frequencies. So it's calibrated for all of the frequencies in the lymphatic system so that the entire system can be addressed, because our thoughts affect the lymphatic system, so that's the different frequencies. Our emotions affect the lymphatic system, so those are different frequencies. What we do physically affects the lymphatic system, so those are different frequencies. And so that has to be addressed, and people are taught how to remove discord that they have been holding for years for whatever reason through emotional freedom techniques that they get. And the first one I always do with everyone is the removal of death wishes, death urges, and death programming, because we all carry that. And it is certainly my knowing that in this time of the Aquarian age, death by disease is not supposed to be happening. This information that I'm talking about is not new. It just hasn't been shared here. And because I had to have that experience, and I think I had the experience so that I can share it, because we're supposed to be happy in life. We're supposed to be healthy all the way through. And so that's part of my goal. So with
part of it too, would you say, is the free will and the choices we make that not seeking more information on how to stay healthy and how to release stress, because it's all we hear is bad news, bad news, bad news. And some people go to bed listening to the news. I don't, because it's bad news. And so you're going to dream about it. You're going to think about it. You're going to wake up angry. You know, you're going to make up upset. So does all of it play a part in not only the lymphatic techniques that you teach and treatments, but also the mind and believing in a higher power maybe?
Absolutely. Well, our free will is everything. And we do have to choose. We have to choose to want to be healthy. We have to choose it. It doesn't automatically happen because of all the programming from television and, the bad habits from growing up, and all those things are not easy to address until now. We have ways of addressing them so that not only are they addressed immediately, like as soon as you finish with the procedure, one of the techniques that we do, you're relieved and you feel it, and it doesn't come back. And it's like, it's about learning to do that for oneself. So that's the way my philosophy is: teach them in a way that's simple, easy to learn, that children can learn it. And then this way, they can work on themselves. They don't, once their stress is relieved, they can keep it relieved. And if they feel like they want to come back, they can. But they'll be removing the triggers. They'll be removing all of those discordant triggers.
In the United States, they actually, because of big pharma and big bucks and lobbyists and all this, they actually fight against all these natural educational programs because there's no money in it for them, but there's lots of money and value if you have good health, that you personally can earn and be in a benefit when your mind is clear and your body is healthy and your soul is free. So is that what? Why do you call it the fountain of youth?
Because everybody who avails themselves of the system will look 15 to 20 and more than that years younger. I haven't seen it fail yet. So, And it's up to you how far you want to go after that. But the point is, age has to do with belief and the way a person lives and what they put in their body. And I have to say, television and all those things, what we see affects us. And so if we get upset about something on television, it's blocking up the person's lymph system who's getting upset. The people on TV aren't being affected, but you're being affected at home. And the point is, one has to take responsibility for their health and for their life. And unfortunately, Americans have been put in a position where it's so difficult for them to even think about doing that because of the kinds of conveniences that are available. And so, but you won't be here long if you don't take responsibility for your health. So,
for sure. So what do you mean by joy hour? What does that mean, joy hour?
Oh, joy is an aspect of our soul. And it instantly stops any deterioration in the body and starts moving the body towards health and wellness. So I suggest to everybody to at least spend 1 hour a day doing something that brings them joy, doing something that really makes them happy, that has nothing to do with another person. And if they can't think of something, they can go back to childhood, what made them happy. Find some way to help your body to start moving towards health and wellness. And the joy hour will do it. And that's simple. You just have to decide.
So is there different levels of stress, like low level, medium level, and super stress?
Well, super stress is when people can't calm down no matter what. Medium level stress is... they may feel, this may not sound like medium, but it is. It's like when you have anxiety attacks or you feel tightness or you feel tired or you just don't want to do anything. It's like that sounds like it's severe. To the body, it's because we're so incredibly made, it's medium stress, but it's stress that will take you to your grave. You know, like light stress is, okay, you know, somebody pissed you off about something but you forget about it in a few hours, but your body still got a block from it. And that's the whole thing. If we can understand that no matter how small the upset is, and it causes a block, so it behooves all of us to stay away from people and situations that are upsetting. And I have to say, I do not watch television, certainly the news. I always hear what's going on because somebody else is always watching. Because I actually feel the energy. You know, I've become that sensitive. So, and I know there are others out there like me. You probably are pretty much like that yourself.
Well, actually, I'm a pretty different type of person where I've had a lot of experiences in life, including near death, and I'm very much into what you're saying, and I believe it, and I've experienced it, and I'm totally happy that you've written your book, Fountain of Youth Within Us, Secrets of the Lymphatic System, because I do believe we need to be proactive and take care of ourselves. I mean, I don't even think of the word old. I just think of it as a number. I don't even remember the age unless somebody asks me. You know, I don't even care. I mean, if I feel good, why do I care? My mind's sound, why do I care? Because knowledge is limitless, and we can never learn or go to as many places as we'd love to go to. But thanks to the Internet, we kind of can. And but I look at it like when I look at bad news, I try to turn it into something opposite of the bad and turn it around and give people food for thought. So I don't really look at it like other people do as bad news. I go, oh, well, let's turn this around. So I think more people should think that way, and I think they could if they knew what we know and would be proactive and get your book, Fountain of Youth Within Us, Secrets of the Lymphatic System, and take your programs when they're available to the people, because it's so important that these young people learn it so that they can grow up and be healthy, a sound mind, and not be caught up in the news, the bad news, and take it and become aggressive, as we saw in Dayton and El Paso. I think we should learn from all of these experiences. And I am so happy that you've written this book. So can you tell us what are belled emotional releases and removal, at least one little technique that you might have that the audience could do at home?
Oh, okay. Besides the joy hour, which relieves tremendous stress, another one is understanding the power of unconditional love, which is the color pink. And so I've written another book that will eventually get on the site. It's called Pinkum. And that will be a free download for people. And what it does is you just bring in your mind, it's like when you breathe in, you bring pink light in the top of your head. And on the out-breath, you breathe out and you let it come out your hands and your feet. And you keep doing this until you feel really calm and relaxed, because it'll do that. And allow yourself to feel what the light of unconditional love is doing. And you can also help other people with that by, if your family members, if they're having a hard time, you can breathe in and move it through yourself first. And then in your mind, you can paint them with a pink paintbrush or surround them in a pink cloud or wrap them in a pink blanket. And if you're there to witness, you'll see in a minute, no more than two, they will be changed. They will be able to move from that discordant space they're in. The same thing for people on the street. We don't have to know people, but we're told that we should love people. Well, that's not easy to do. But we can send unconditional love to everybody, and that does not violate anyone's free will.
So, oh, I like that. That's really nice, because we do need to spread more love into the universe and more good words to the universe, out to the universe, because that, I believe, spreads when we do that. And so Dr. Topsiana B. Thomas, author of Fountain of Youth Within Us, Secrets of the Lymphatic System, congratulations on your Irwin Award that's coming up. And also, now's your time to shine, so you can tell our audience anything you like and about your books and your message and how to get your books or contact you.
Okay. You can go to the website, secretyouthfountainwithin.com. You can order the book there. And when you order the book, you can, for the free lengthy download, I did a book that's in animation. It's called Lymphy Lymphette to the Rescue, Your Built-in Superhero. And it explains everything in animation, and this is good for children, it's good for The elderly is good for people who don't speak English. Everybody understands pictures. And so that book is a free download that one can get when they get the Fountain of Youth Within Us book. And it's on the website too. But Life is the Lymph, LifeIsLymph, at gmail.com is how to reach me for services or information or whatever a person may be interested in. And that's also on the site. And again, the site is www.secretyouthfountainwithin.com. I do what I do because I love life and I love people. So
well, that is obvious. Definitely appreciated, and we love you. So, Dr. Tapiana B. Thomas, we appreciate you so much, and I hope everyone goes out and gets a copy of Fountain of Youth Within Us, Secrets of the Lymphatic System, and gets a copy of your animated book and reduces their stress so that they can have a longer and more peaceful life and a joyous life, as you say, joyful hour. So thank you so much for being on Colombo Chronicles, and God bless you, and keep up the good work.
I will, and thank you for you keeping up your good work. And everybody, do your joy hour.
I'm going to do it. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
And Dr. Tapiana B. Thomas has left the building, and her book is Fountain of Youth Within Us, Secrets of the Lymphatic System. If you are feeling stressed, if you don't feel well, if you are super stressed especially, you can help yourself, and I totally suggest that you get a copy and practice these techniques, because it's up to us to take care of our own mind, body, and souls, not only for ourselves, but for our families and our loved ones, our friends, and to have a happier life and a more peaceful life, because there isn't a problem that we deal with that doesn't come to pass. And it will come to pass if you're proactive and you do the right thing and figure out which way you're going to go. Are you going to ignore it, which is the wrong way, or are you going to go over it, under it, or around it and figure it out to get to your next step? Everybody has issues. Everybody has problems. But it's up to us to say, oh, that's a problem, but I have this system that allows me to use these techniques so I can find a solution to the problems and move on. So God bless everyone out there and who's searching, and hopefully this book will help you become a better person and a more healthy and a happy person as well. So on that note, we'll take a break, and I'll come back and close out the show.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
That's right, everyone. Be sure to bring your appetite and eat some healthy foods or maybe one of those great desserts that Patty offers at the Horseshoe Cafe. And on that note, I'm going to say God bless you, God bless America, and be happy, be healthy, think healthy thoughts, and put love back into the universe. See you next Wednesday.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.